Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herb's Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herb's can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com. Or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com.
Davis Angus invites you to their 2019 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Female Sale Saturday, March 2nd at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. This year's sale features 76 registered Angus bulls with EBDs that meet CABs targeting the brand requirements. They will also be offering 75 open registered and commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of their bulls on their website at davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036. The Davis Angus 2019 Value Genetics Sale, March 2nd. Don't miss it.
The cattle futures market was strong today. Kind of surprised some folks here with the March feeders up $1.12 at $143.72. So that was extremely surprising. We even closed about 80 or 90 cents off of the high. Now, April was only up 67, so up less than what the March was. May up 30, August up 62. And then the feeder cattle, live cattle were stronger as well. We're up $1.17 to $127.80 in the February live cattle. We're winding down that contract here. It did go make new contract highs today. So we passed the highs set about a week ago, back at $127.90 on February the 11th. Today's high was $128.52. So new highs there. Kind of a opening up here in this weather, winter weather, through a large part of the feedlots. It doesn't look like it was all that impactful out there in the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles, but there were some impacts up in western Kansas. Box beef at midday was 87 higher on choice at 218.26. Select was up $1.74 at 214.74. The choice select spread $3.52. Feeder cattle index 141.31, which is a discount to the March feeders. Cattle on feed and cold storage at the end of this week. Both of those reports are actually January reports that were delayed up until this week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek is hosting its spring bull sale again this year, February 27th. This year's sale features 102-year-old bulls sired by leading AI sires, plus 70 open yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. Sale starts at 12:30 at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Sale books on request or online at www.quartermastercreek.com. Or for more information, call Mike and Annie Schweitzer at 580-445-3889. That's 580-445-3889. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
The grain markets were extremely weak today, led by wheat futures, which were 15 to 16 cents lower. July Kansas City went all the way down to 477 and three quarters, down 15 and a half cents. It has reached critical oversold levels. It's below 25 on the relative strength index. So there is the possibility of some short covering or some profit taking on the shorts at some point, but it was overall a really weak today. Beans were weak as well, down 6, and corn down about 4 to 4.5 cents. Cotton futures were able to hang on here, up 26 in March at 70.48. Exports this morning were really neutral for wheat, a little bit bearish for corn, and neutral for beans. Nothing really all that surprising there on the export report this morning. This week, we're really focusing on the trade talks. They continue. They were in Beijing last week, and now we're back in Washington. It looks like they're going to even go higher levels at the end of this week and hopefully come to some sort of a deal. Weekly exports will be updated on February 22nd. We'll get everything updated from the 10th through the 10th of January through February 14th, which is important because it's all these accumulated sales from the government shutdown will finally be caught up to date, and we'll be able to see on the balance sheets the up-to-date information regarding exports. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.